You're in tune with What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick. Happy to be joined by Fred Mills, also John Schacht, coming to us from Charlotte and Shuffle Magazine, as well as Daniel Costin in Daniel Costin Photography. And the What It Is crew has been listening to a lot of music lately, and that's what we're highlighting today on WNCW.
Boy, guys, I got a good one for you. The new Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit record. It's called Here We Rest. It's out on Lightning Rod Records in mid-April, and it's the third solo record that Isbell has done since he left the Drive-By Truckers in 2007. His debut in 2007 was Sirens of the Ditch, and then he did the self-titled release by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. That's his band. And this really is a record that's going to put him on the map. He's already pretty well known in the Americana and he's already well known in the Americana community, but I think this is going to help him reach a larger audience. He's got a real dark kind of lyric topic about people kind of at the end of their rope and pushed to the edge, as is befits these times. And I kept thinking Springsteen's Darkness on the Edge of Town in that regard. The music, however, is very upbeat. He's got some of the sweetest, twangiest stuff going on. He's got a real country soul, kind of Muscle Shoals, Memphis vibe on some tracks. He even does a cover of Candy Staten's Heart on a String that was recorded back in the early 70s down in Muscle Shoals. He's got a Little Feet kind of sounding chugler called Never Could Believe. And there's a quality in his voice that is just really deeply soulful, too. So I think anybody that may have pegged Jason as just like the other songwriter or the third songwriter in Drive-By Truckers is really going to sit up and pay attention to him this time around.
I've been listening to a record called Here Comes the City by the band Memphis. They're on the Arts and Crafts label, which everybody should know from the Brooklyn social scene.
Great label.
Universe. Man. Yeah, a very good label. This is a little bit different maybe than some of the other stuff that you've come to know from that label, the BSS Presents stuff. This is it's basically two guys. It's Canadian Torquil Campbell, who used to be the Stars singer, and an American Chris Dumont, who's actually from Asheville, of all places, I learned during this. I guess if you were probably a fan of the Smiths, or more, maybe more currently, the Clientele, it's this real kind of shimmering pop record, and the songs are just wonderfully produced. They have great textures to them, and the record is one of the better pop records that I've heard in a while. It just has the narrative fare is very dark, it expands into the music itself is not dark, and it's this great contrast between the two things. It's a follow-up to their – it took them 5 years to make it in apparently five different cities, so this has kind of been a long time in the making. But this is a record that sort of expands everything they did on their 2006 record, A Little Place in the Wilderness, and kind of gives it an urban feel, which I think the title of the album is a nod to the Go-Betweens, which is another kind of musical touchstone if you know them. And it's everything is sort of – the ante is upped on everything. It's the hooks are bigger, the textures are glossier, the melodies are sharper, and the narratives are probably a little darker than the last one. But if you like kind of shimmering pop songs, it's a really great record.
I'm going to talk about a 45. Yes, I said 45. From a great, great Charlotte band called Temperance League. This is led by Bruce Hazel. Some of you may know him from the Fool's Brigade, from Bruce Hazel and some volunteers. Bruce made this amazing record in 2004 called From the Journey to the Destination that I highly, highly recommend picking up if you haven't heard this. Bruce has teamed up with some guys from some volunteers, and they've renamed themselves Temperance League. They have put together a 45, two great songs. They were recorded at Mitch Easter's Fidelatorium in Kernersville. And you can also download the songs once you've bought the 45. They are sort of like the best parts of garage and There's some a little bit of punk, but more of the garage side, 60s garage side. Just a lot of fun. You've got Sean Lynch, you've got Mark Lynch, two of the best musicians in Charlotte the last 15 years. Just a great band all around, and they're touring around. Go see them and make sure you check them out and make sure they go back to Mitch's very soon and record more songs to do a full-length album.
That's a great band name, Temperance League.
It's a great name, yeah.
And I might add it's also fitting.
Quite.
What are your thoughts? Email us whatitis@wncw.org. What are you listening to lately? We'll highlight your comments on our Friday edition of the show here on WNCW. Thanks for tuning in to What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by new panelists, John Schacht of Shuffle Magazine, also Hello. Daniel Costin, Daniel Costin Photography, and Fred Mills coming back to the fold. And
What It Is, Joe.
Editing at Blurt as he traipses around the globe. We've been listening to a lot of music here and want to highlight some of our favorite releases of late today on WNCW.
I'm going to spotlight my absolute favorite recent Asheville band. It's Paper Tiger. And their album called Me Have Fun, the label is Boy Girl Recordings, and they can be found at www.papertigermusic.com. They've been playing out around Asheville a bit over the last year. The band is made up of Isaac Gottfried, also known as DJ Mingle, and Molly Coomerly of Ruby Slippers, and it's really a musical match made in heaven. He programs the beats and the samples and everything. She provides the vocals, there's additional keyboards, and some other instruments brought in. But it's basically this just very dense, dreamy trip-hop vibe. I think the obvious touchstones would be maybe Portishead and Massive Attack. The band actually played at Mokefest last fall, which featured Massive Attack, so that was kind of appropriate, I think. Molly's vocals are just delightful. They're seductive yet innocent at the same time. I hear like Dusty Springfield and Billie Holiday and Beth Orton and Beth Gibbons all in one. You know, Isaac's samples are delightful. He does a lot of segues between songs, and then it's the kind of like, wait, did I hear that kind of feeling? There's a great Beach Boys sample from Good Vibrations thrown in one song that'll just blow your mind when you hear it, because it's just that slap to the face of recognition. So I think if anybody's a fan of down-tempo music, like some of the bands I've mentioned, this one's for you. But again, I stress, they're totally unique and one of the brightest new lights on the Asheville music scene.
I'd like to highlight a local band from Charlotte. Recently made our cover for our next issue, deservedly so, I might add. I would have put them on there if they were from any other place in North Carolina, too. It's Yard Work. It is a sextet now. They once were an octet, but they're down to six. The album is called Brotherer, which is a very appropriate title because this is like a nine-song celebration of friendship, family, kinship, relationships. And the band is known for all-together singing vibe. There, you'll often get gang vocals on most of the songs, and they're kind of underpinned with a real tribal beat. If you're a fan of Akron Family, I would say Man Man is another band that has been sort of mentioned as a touchstone. It's a truly kind of a joyous record about kind of getting through crappy situations. It's just a really fun record, and they're a great live band as well. I think they have big things on their horizon.
I'm actually going to highlight a couple of reissues that will be out later this spring. One of my all-time favorite bands is a 60s band from New York called The Left Bank. Some of you may know them from their best-known song, Walk Away Renee, which was top five in late 66. They did two astounding records of melancholy, harmony, pop, with strings, sort of like an American Zombies, but in a different direction. For whatever reason, their only reissue to date of their records came out in 94. It's now out of print. It's going for $150 on eBay. Sundazed is going to be reissuing both their two albums from 67 and 68. They sound great, and I just came back from New York where I got to see the band do their first shows in 43 years.
Wow.
It was stunning. It was everything you hoped for and more. and they sound great. I hope they do more shows.
Is Michael Brown's voice still as good as it ever was?
Actually, Steve Martin, yes. And actually, Steve was not with him at those shows, but he may join shortly, hopefully. But it sounds looked up those shows on YouTube. Look up Left Bank, Joe's Pub. It was beautiful to know that dream of those songs and that sound is still there, and I can't wait for these reissues.
What are your thoughts? Email us whatitis@wncw.org. What are you listening to? We'll highlight your comments on our Friday edition of the show. For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Daniel Costin, John Schacht, and Fred Mills. Until next time.